This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli stresses on honouring ancestors who played contribution in drawing Nepal's glorious history. Communications Minister Parbat Gurung vows to bring relief packages to COVID-19 affected journalists. Staff working at diplomatic missions, embassies and journalists to administer COVID-19 vaccine from today. Second phase of COVID-19 vaccination campaign beginning from 13th of February. And more than 115 missing after India dam collapses. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said the brave ancestors who played significant contribution in drawing Nepal's glorious history should be honoured. Speaking at a close session of a seminar organised by the Nepali Army yesterday, Prime Minister Oli stated that the programme would help refresh the ancestors' sacrifice and glorious history and develop the historic forts, fortresses and trail as touristic sites. Prime Minister Oli said that everyone should recall and respect the ancestors' sacrifice made for unifying Nepal. Saying Nepal has been mentioned in Vedic scriptures, Prime Minister Oli stated that the fort and fortress constructed by the ancestors while unifying the country helped keep the nation protected. On the occasion of the program, the Nepali Army exhibited a documentary made about the unification trail. The Nepali Army informed that 132 forts and fortresses have been identified across Nepal that were used by ancestors during unification period of Nepal. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Parbat Gurung has said relief packages will be brought for journalists affected from COVID-19. Speaking at an interaction program organized by the ministry yesterday, Minister Gurung urged the Federation of Nepalese Journalists and stakeholders to give suggestions for the relief packages. He also announced that the government would bring new programs for the institutional development of the journalism sector of Nepal. Expressing commitment to implement minimum wages of working journalists, he shared that discussion would be held with owners of media houses for the same. Minister Gurung reaffirmed his commitment to make the acts and laws relating to the mass media more media-friendly after holding consultations with the experts. Similarly, the Ministry Secretary Hari Prasad Bashyal pledged to hold a discussion on relief the ministry could provide to the media affected by COVID-19 pandemic. On the occasion, the Communications Minister said the Communication Ministry had made an agreement with the Health Ministry to vaccinate journalists working at the front line from today. The Ministry of Health and Population has said the second phase of COVID-19 vaccination campaign will begin from the 13th of February. Speaking at a regular press briefing yesterday, Director of Health Services Department Dr. Taranath Pokhrel informed that the COVID-19 vaccine would be given to employees working at medical institutions and public sector in the second phase. He added that the vaccination programs would be forwarded targeting specific age groups with the availability of the vaccine. As per the information of the Health Ministry, a total of 184,857 people have received the first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine in the first phase of the COVID-19 vaccination campaign in Nepal. Meantime, the ministry informed that the vaccine would be administered to staff working at diplomatic missions and embassies and to working journalists from today till 5 days. Meanwhile, Nepal's coronavirus recovery rate now stands at 58.58%, as per the Ministry of Health and Population. Out of more than 271,900 infected people, more than 267,800 have recovered from the infection. The ministry has not reported any corona-related deaths yesterday. This keeps Nepal's corona-related death toll at 2,038 with 3 additional deaths. The National Planning Commission has stressed the need of objective data system to monitor the progress on indicators of sustainable development goals. The National Planning Commission released SDG Progress Report 2016-19 and SDG Localization Resource Booklet 2020 at a program yesterday. Releasing the documents, National Planning Commission Vice Chairman Professor Dr. Pushparaj Kandel has said time has come for Nepal to boost competitive capacity for getting graduated to developing country. He also said Nepal achieved significant progress in minimizing poverty. He reminded that Nepal was well off on indicators on social sector. Chief Justice Cholendra Samsher Rana has urged the legal experts to manage time to complete the pleading on dissolution of House of Representatives within this week. The Chief Justice withdrew the tension of legal experts to manage time through Advocate Ramesh Badal, who pleaded on behalf of the government yesterday. The hearing on the case relating to dissolution of the House of Representatives is underway in the Constitutional Bench. During the hearing, attorneys pleading in favour of government argued that Prime Minister, elected by the people, had constitutional rights to dissolve the House. On the 19th day of hearing yesterday, Deputy Attorney General Dr. Tek Narayan Ghimire, Joint Attorney Generals Shyam Bhattrai and Uddhav Pudasaini, and Deputy Attorney Dashrath Pangeni and Advocate Ramesh Badal pleaded on behalf of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. They reiterated that Prime Minister had rights to dissolve the House in the parliamentary system. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Krishna Gopal Shrestha has stressed on the need for bringing a drastic change in the education sector for the national development. Speaking at a program organized in Bhaktapur on the occasion of Establishment Day of Teacher Service Commission yesterday, Minister Shrestha emphasized on reform in the education sector and producing innovative and morally guided human resources. You're listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
बाबा हाम्रो स्कुलमा पाठशाला सीयूजी सिमको फारम भर्ने अरे हजुर पनि जान पर्छ है
के हो नानी यो पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम भने
नेपाल टेलिकमको सरकारी स्कुलका शिक्षक विद्यार्थी र अभिभावकहरू बीच पठनपाठनका लागि मोबाइलमा जति पनि कुराकानी गर्न मिल्ने अनि 10 कक्षासम्म पढाइ हुने पाठ्य सामग्री राखेको वेबसाइट खोलेर पढ्न मिल्ने निशुल्क पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम
मोबाइलमा पढ्ने मात्र भनेर भो खर्च नि
नेपाल टेलिकमले निशुल्क सिम दिन्छ रे हजुरको एनटीसी सिम छदेछ त्यसैमा राखे भो मेरो लागि लिउला अनि मासिक खर्च पनि पालिकाबाट नै तिरिदिनेले
ओहो स्कुल नखुलेर मलाई त तिमीहरूको पढाइको कस्तो पीर लागेको थियो अब भने ढुक्काउने भो
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार.
Welcome back after the short break. We continue with international updates now. Dozens of people are missing and feared dead after a piece of a Himalayan glacier fell into a river and triggered a huge flood in northern India. The flood waters burst open a dam and deluged a wall of water poured through a valley in the state of Uttarakhand. Villages have been evacuated, but officials warned more than 125 people might have been caught in the torrent. Video showed the flood water barreling through the area, leaving destruction in its wake. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said he was monitoring the situation. Uttarakhand Police Chief Ashok Kumar said more than 50 people working at the Rishi Ganga hydroelectricity project were feared dead. Emergency crew managed to rescue 16 workers who had been trapped inside a tunnel that had been filled with debris. Indian media said around 30 others were trapped in a second tunnel, with emergency crews prepared to work through the night to rescue them. Hundreds of troops, along with the military helicopters and other aircraft, have been sent to the region. They will begin searching for survivors on Monday morning. The neighboring state of Uttar Pradesh has put some riverside areas on high alert for flooding. Experts are investigating the incident. U.S. President Joe Biden says he will not lift economic sanctions against Iran until it complies with the terms agreed under a 2015 nuclear deal. Biden was speaking in a CBS News interview aired on Sunday. But Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, said Tehran would only return to compliance if the U.S. first lifted all economic sanctions. The 2015 deal sought to limit Iran's nuclear program, with sanctions eased in return. Former President Donald Trump, however, withdrew the U.S. from the deal in 2018 and reimposed sanctions, leading Iran to roll back on a number of its commitments. Under the terms of the 2015 nuclear deal, an agreement reached between Iran, the United States, China, France, Germany, Russia, and the UK, Tehran agreed to limit its uranium enrichment and allow international inspectors to access sites and facilities. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Karnali province and Far West province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report: maximum temperature of 18.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 2.7 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli stresses on honouring ancestors who played contribution in drawing Nepal's glorious history. Communication Minister Parbat Gurung vows to bring relief packages to COVID-19 affected journalists. Staff working at diplomatic missions, embassies and journalists to administer COVID-19 vaccine from today. Second phase of COVID-19 vaccination campaign beginning from 13th of February, and more than 125 missing after India dam collapses. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.